We're back, joined now by Tim Delaney, executive designer of Walt Disney Imagineering. And what an honor it is to have you on the show, Tim.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here.
Tim is in town in part to participate in Long Beach Reads One Book, which is a program that's been ongoing for 3 years. I've participated in each year for the last three. Idea is the whole town reads one book, and then we discuss it. And the book for this year is the classic Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451, and I know Ray's a friend of yours.
Very close friend, a big friend of Disney, too, and has done a lot of work with us, but Ray is just a wonderful, wonderful creative guy.
Well, let's put up the graphic for Long Beach Reads One Book. It's the week of March 13th through 18th. It's run by the Long Beach Public Library Foundation. There's the telephone number and the website. It's a wonderful program. Ray will be in town Wednesday night of that week. Tim will be on a panel on Tuesday night, which I'll be moderating. And I think you'll be very excited by participating in the program. And just for the few people that don't know the meaning of Fahrenheit 451, Tim.
Well, that's the temperature which paper burns. And the book, of course, is about the burning of books. And it's a mysterious kind of futuristic scenario in which the government fears that ideas and books are dangerous. So the best thing to do is get rid of all the books and burn them.
Now, you are executive designer of Walt Disney Imagineering. Uh-huh. And what an incredible creative challenge, and it must be, what's it like working there?
Well, it's actually, I probably have the best job in the world. We have an opportunity to build some of the most amazing things. Walt Disney Imagineering is actually the division of the Walt Disney Company that designs all the theme parks, resorts, hotels, cruise lines, and all the things associated with that. It also encompasses about 1,400 Imagineers, and that encompasses about 150 different disciplines.
You've worked with them for 28 years. You've worked on Epcot, Paris, Hong Kong, name it.
Walt Disney World, everywhere.
Well, we wanted to take you through, to the extent that we can, a little bit of this creative process. I found this absolutely fascinating. And Tim worked on Paris, Disney Paris, and give us the basic concept of Disney Paris.
Well, I generally work on the Tomorrowland project, which is all about our vision of the future. And when we decided to go to Paris, we decided, well, let's take a little bit of a different tack of the future. Let's take a vision of, let's create a look at different visionaries of European visionaries, people like H.G. Wells and Jules Verne and people like that, because visions of the future is really what our business is all about.
You know, so Paris then focused on the history of the future, how different people historically, like Da Vinci and Galileo, how they imagined the future.
Right, exactly.
And you have exhibits that track that.
Yes, we do. And we have, again, we touch on people like Jules Verne and even visionaries of the future like George Lucas. We have, a Star Tours attraction. So throughout the generations, every generation's had a vision of their future, and that's what we touch on.
And this creative genius thinks of things in his mind and sketches stuff out, and then years later it becomes a reality. Now, here's a sketch for Paris. Tell us what we're seeing.
Well, this is a ride that we have in the middle of Discoveryland, which represents kind of our Millery sphere and planetary model. And it's something that I worked with Ray Bradbury on. And we started working on this in 86, and he worked with us on this whole vision of what our Discoveryland for Paris was all about.
So this was your original sketch,
yes,
and then years later, is the attraction.
It got, it got
in Paris.
In Paris, right. And then Ray came over, and I took him on a tour, and I have a shot of him there. He's actually putting his hands up like he's Mickey Mouse right there.
This is Ray and Tim looking a little different.
A little different.
In Paris in front of that beautiful exhibit.
But Ray is, as I said, a great fan of Imagineering, and we had a great time working together.
Well, your latest gig, as they say, which has lasted for many years, is Disney Hong Kong, which is going to open this fall in September. And give us a little bit of the background of Hong Kong.
Well, going back to, as I said, about our Tomorrowlands, we have different themes for different Tomorrowlands. As I said, in Paris, we had one theme. In Hong Kong, we have a different theme in a sense that Hong Kong itself, the city, is like the city of the future we all dreamed about. So for this particular Tomorrowland, we decided to create a different theme, and that is we're going to create like an outer space port, someplace it's a launching point to go out into the universe, and that's what the whole land is all about. We have to bring to the people of Hong Kong something they've never seen before. And the whole styling of the land and the look of it and the stories and the shows and the layout all relates to an otherworldly kind of place.
Well, for many people like myself who've never been there, but we've seen pictures of the Hong Kong harbor with all of those. I come from Manhattan, but that looks even denser than Manhattan with those high rises overlooking the harbor. And your theme park was built in fill out in the harbor.
Yes, well, it's actually on one of the islands over. It's not right in the Hong Kong harbor, but actually it's very close to where the Hong Kong harbor is. It's actually very close to the airport.
And the government agreed to fill in land to...
Yes, it's part of the agreement. It's part of the agreement, so... And we're very excited about it opening up in September, and everyone over there, the press and all the guests over there, are looking forward to the opening.
So this has been 5 years in the making.
It generally takes a Disney theme park about 5 years from the conceptual design to the day we cut the ribbon. It takes about.
And have you been spending a lot of time over the last 5 years in Hong Kong?
Not in the last 5 years. I would say over the last probably 6 months, 8 months, a year or so, I've been going back and forth to Hong Kong.
And I know in preparation for this show, we had a telephone conversation, first call I've ever gotten from Hong Kong. It's about a 10-hour time difference.
It's actually 16 hours.
16 hours.
16 hours.
Well, we're going to talk about Hong Kong and the exciting future of this project, but first we have to pause for these messages. We're back continuing this fascinating conversation with Tim Delaney, executive designer for Walt Disney Imagineering. He's in town to participate in the very exciting Long Beach Reads One book program this year, featuring Ray Bradbury's classic Fahrenheit 451. And Tim, you mentioned before we went on air that Ray was involved in designing as a consultant Epcot, future.
Yeah, the future park that we built in Walt Disney World and opened in 1982. And Ray wrote the storyline for our theme show, which is all about communication. It's a show called Spaceship Earth. And that's a show that just chronicles from the beginning of time all the way up through the technological age today. Talks about how throughout the time, how these ages, we've actually learned how to communicate with one another and exchange ideas. And that's how civilization really grows. And Ray wrote that storyline for us.
And Ray's been a mentor of yours.
Oh, yes. He's, we've actively worked together since probably the mid-80s, but I first heard him speak when I was at Art Center in 1970 or so.
The famous Art Center that you graduated from.
Right, the famous Art Center that I graduated from. And I was very privileged to hear Ray speak, and I was very inspired by him because he's a very inspirational speaker. His visions of the future are always very positive and very insightful.
Give us a sense, for those of us that are not blessed with the kind of creative talent that you have, of how the creative process works. You're with Walt Disney Imagineering, 1,400 people, engineers, writers, artists, and all. And how does it work?
How does it all work?
Something pops into your mind and you just...
Well, we go through various phases. And basically... like all great Disney attractions and movies, it all starts with a great story. You have to create a great premise and a story and take people on an adventure. That's what you really want to do.
So it's storytelling.
It's all storytelling.
It's all storytelling.
And then what you do is that once you decide the story that you want to tell and what you want to communicate, then you actually go into the various processes. What is the best way of doing this? Is it a film? Is it a ride attraction? Is it some other new technology? We're always working on new things over there. And then the other huge advantage that I particularly have, and we all do at Imagineering, is that when I'm creating something and we get it sold, then you have an opportunity to work with some of the most amazing, talented people in the world. Imagineering generally has some of the most talented of every discipline in the world, whether it's, as you mentioned, some architects, lighting people, sound writers, artists, model builders. They're some of the best people in the world. And so you actually have this group to draw from.
And
so
really Disney has the franchise. I mean, people, the best probably want to work for Disney. Imagineering.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, here's a drawing that our guest Tim did for Hong Kong. And tell us what this drawing is of.
Well, this actually, it's obviously a drawing of our main attraction in Tomorrowland, which is Space Mountain. But more or less what it does, it actually creates an entire environment that we're going to create for this particular Tomorrowland, something specifically for Hong Kong. And generally, what I like to do is what I say that is most effective for us is to create a vision of something.
Okay.
And then what happens, you sell it to management, and they say, go ahead, and then, you know,
Three years later, here. That drawing turned into, this is an actual photograph
of it. Taken about a month ago.
And almost ready, well, not quite ready to open, but close to being.
But very close to it. But, you know, as I said, in our business, you have to create, whether it's writing a story or creating an image, you have to create a vision of something in order to sell it. And so that's what we do.
And what's the difference between the people who are really good at it, like you, and others that may not quite be at that level? What is it?
Well, I don't think it's, you know, an individual thing. It's a collective thing. And working in Imagineering, as I said, working with the amazing talent that we have there, and the management that we have there in terms of presenting ideas and getting it through the hurdles and really selling it and the history. I'll tell you, the one thing that's amazing about Imagineering is that you have people there that have been there for many, many years. Probably, if you took the sum collective total of the number of people there, it would certainly be the highest number of people, or the number of years, I should say, in the entire Walt Disney
Company. And that's not exactly what's happening out there these days. There's a lot of turnover in most companies,
I'm talking about Imagineering.
Imagineering,
the skills and crafts, yeah.
Well, yeah, right, but if they like it, they stay, they're mm-hmm. happy, and they're
Absolutely.
Engaged in doing what they love.
Yeah.
Now, you said everything begins with a story. In essence, what is the story that Hong Kong is trying to sell?
Well, I mean, I can only address the Tomorrowland version. And as I said, we're going to take, in this particular setting, we're going to take people into a different world, a different setting. All of our attractions, whether it's the Space Mountain or we have two or three more other attractions, they're out-of-space environments that we're taking you into. Outer space kind of environments.
Okay.
And we're taking you on these journeys. And in for our Disney theme parks, the key to what we do and what people really love is they love to be taken on a journey to a place they've never been before or can't go to. So that's the advantage, and that's what we do.
Well, maybe with some luck, I'll get out there to see that. I've never even been to Orlando. I guess I should start I have been to Disneyland.
Should start it. Walt Disney World is an amazing place.
What if some of our young viewers might be interested in getting into your field? What's the best training or background to prepare in college? I teach at Long Beach State. What should I tell them if they ask?
Learn how to tell stories and read Ray Bradbury's stories. He's a great storyteller, and that's what we do. That's what we're all about. You can always learn the skills about drawing and painting and all that, but it's the brain and the idea. It's the big idea. It's the big concept that's what we push.
Well, folks, you have a glorious opportunity to meet Tim in person during Book Week, to meet Ray Bradbury, Greg Bear, another colleague and friend. So if you're interested in this field, and I can't imagine anyone not, remember Book Week, March 13th through 18th, right here in Long Beach, another wonderful program sponsored by the Library Foundation. Tim, thanks so much for...
It was my pleasure being here. Thank you.
And join us next week for the next edition of our show. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison and other fine sponsors. Support the quality sponsors who support Straight Talk.